M&M Live Radio is a copyrighted M&M Enterprise production and is not to be duplicated or broadcasted without the express permission of M&M Enterprise Productions.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world.
Everybody, my name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as M&M, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know it's M&M Live Radio. Man, it is 2022.
Ow!
Officially, man, happy new year to you and yours. I cannot believe it, man. We're in a brand spanking new year, and also it means that we're in a brand new show that we have carved out just for you, kicking off the new year strong. Of course, I cannot do the show solo. I need my sister. What's going on, Mia?
What's going on, Misa? Happy new year, everybody. Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls right here on, you already know, it's M&M Live Radio. Now listen, let's go ahead and get this party started. Now, of course, you guys already know that your girls love us some Fridays, man. Now, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to go and blow up our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So with all that being said and done, here's a huge shout out to @YJO_beats on Instagram. Now listen, be the first person to shout us out or blow up notifications, and you, my friend, could be next week's Follow Friday.
You know how we do this. Hashtag too many hashtags is coming up around the corner, where we give you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags. Now, you know, hashtag too many hashtags. We got to tell you about the stories that are just off the rocker, okay? And we're going to start like we ain't got no sense in 2022, because imagine ladies going to get a pedicure, asking for them to cut off, you know, a toenail or so, and you ending up having to get your whole leg amputated. Listen, we're talking about it during hashtag too many hashtags.
And listen, Misa, you already know we're all about inspiration, positivity, and encouragement here on M&M Live Radio. And we're always going to give it to you in 60 minutes. But listen, even if we have to give it to you in 60 seconds, listen, we got you.
Listen, and you know this, man, because my girl Mia will be bringing your 1 minute inspiration.
And listen, man, you already know we got a conversation going up here on M&M Live Radio, and it's all centered around this question right here. Now, Misa, it's the first show of 2022, so you know we got to do it right. We got to start everything off on a high note. So we're asking this week, what's your word for 2022? Listen, Misa's got her word, I got my word, so we want to know yours. Let us know on Instagram and Twitter @MMLiveRadio. Listen, add us in the tweet or comment so we can see you. But listen, man, I got to first off give a round of applause to Misa, but even also our engineer, Kimo, and thank him so much for filling
in for
me last week. Wasn't Kimo an amazing host, guys? He did an amazing job. And shout out to all the superlatives that Misa and Kimo gave. But listen, I'm not going to lie, I feel kind of left out. So if I have to say one thing
we missed about,
if I could ever say one thing about 2021, I would say my artist of 2021 was John Keith. From being a part of Indie Tribe, I feel like he had a lot to prove, and he definitely did so. And here's one of my favorite songs that he dropped last year. Here's For Real by John Keith featuring Nick D and Spencer Kane. Then we got some more music after that. Keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to, you already know,
it's M&M Live Radio.
She's so for real. She know the deal. We up the hill. She love to chill. I love the thrill, we born to feel this right now. Ain't nobody been on my side. I got problems I can't hide. She got away with the words on mine. We get away from the world tonight.
Yeah, alright, shawty said let's make a movie. I got that, ain't nothing to it. Put that in the bed like,
Gucci, aye. Yeah, got no ish, I'm in the moody. I gotta go buy a jewelry. Look at how she talking to me, nice. Find a balance, need a chalice and another one, like Khaled. She deserve a palace, she too stylish. It's in the jeans, girl, it ain't the fabric. This ain't the real world that I imagine. Wait, wait, lock it down, it's mandatory. I bet that I'm not the only one who's staring. I ain't sorry, nah, nah. I ain't sorry, nah, nah. She so for real, she know the deal. We up the hill, she love to chill, I love the thrill. We born and feel this right now. Ain't nobody been on my side. I got problems I can't hide. She got away with the words on mine. We get away from the world tonight. My hoodie before I take it, going like my latest. Baby said that she a fan, I make up like half a playlist. Shit ain't over till it's over, never oversaturated. She said cheddar tab, boy I drip, just evaporated. Had to say it. Everything I touch turn to gold. Yeah, 2-4 carat, don't even wear it, you embarrassed. Ooh, that's what she get for staring. How the view look from the terrace, how the view look from the village. Like Yoda, no type of girl that I Arella matching for the doors. Ooh, she crazy, yeah, she, yeah, she. She watch me pull up from the, and she wear a t-shirt with my logo. She so for real, she know the deal. We up the hill, she love to chill, I love the thrill. We born and feel this right now. Ain't nobody been on my side. I got problems I can't hide. She got away with the words on mine. We get away from the world tonight.
Keep it on the table, say my name in this fire. Search is over the saber, came forever the label. Keep it light with the energy, we been working for this. This is spiritual synergy, I've been praying for this.
She deserve a big account that she don't have to worry about. She deserves the life that all the movies say to dream about. She deserves a love that always works and it ain't working out. Every time she walk away, can you bring it back on, girl?
Round of applause, I'm yours. I ain't one, no need to keep score. Take a chance on the village and the opposition silly. Flexing my baby, it's easy, I'm blessed.
She so for real, she know the deal. We up the hill. She love the chill, I love the thrill. We born and feel this right now. Ain't nobody been on my side. I got problems I can't hide. She got away with the words on mine. We get away from the world tonight.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Miles Minnick. You're listening to my girls, Eminem, right here on Eminem Live Radio. Let's glow.
To the donuts, about to start a rally, where you at? It's the land of the year, and bringing Cali, where you at, I got unction, hype out your function. Team get jumping, ain't no discussion. It feel good, like a stimulus just hit the account. Even though I wish it was a bigger amount. Windows down in a dot, skirt, skirt. Gotta thank God, what they tried won't work. Light up the turf.
Come slide up, come get this peace, this love from the father. Yeah, hop in a wheel, yeah, we swing. This type of glow have you sang?
Windbreaker white ones with the gold links. Never keep you low key. They wanna know how that Detroit girl get all this glow. I let them know. Riding in a Pinto with our heads out the window. Screaming, we don't look like what we've been through. And don't let them keep you stressed, boo. Love, God, and serve people is the only thing I'm into. Now we feeling like we living. Feeling like we winning. Ain't no limit. What we want, we go and get it. Tell that girl to cut them off. Keep your head to the sky. If you don't love God, tell them bye. Bye.
Come slide up. Don't get this. From the father, yeah, hop in a wheel, yeah.
type of glow have you sang? Yeah, don't it feel good like 70 degrees? Yeah, don't it feel good like 70 degrees? Yeah, don't it feel good like 70 degrees? Don't it feel good like 70 degrees?
Amen. I'm letting you know what time it is right here, right now. It's time for hashtag too many hashtags. Where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go and.
Go and.
On the hashtags. Well, this thing right here is called hashtag too many hashtags, where we give you guys all things current, all things trending through the use of hashtags. Hashtag the Kanyes and the Kim Kardashians. So, as we all know, I think it was, you know, sometime in mid-2021, the news broke that Kim Kardashian West and Kanye West decided to announce that they were getting a divorce, right?
Yes.
So, of course, we've been kind of like seeing the whole back and forth. And, you know, we saw that Kim got a new little boyfriend, Pete Davidson. That's kind of weird. And then we found out that Kanye was dating around and so on and so forth. But then we also saw at one point that Kanye did an interview or he was talking about how he really wants to get his family and his wife back. So, you know, the typical Kanye thing to do. Kanye decides to purchase the home that's across the street from Kim Kardashian.
Is that really that bad of an idea?
I think it is, because why are you purchasing a home
Listen. It ain't all about Kim. The world don't revolve around her. He has kids. He could want to be closer to his kids.
Yeah, he has like million-dollar cars. People that could come pick his kids up and take them to his house.
But what is closer than across the street?
What's closer than living in the same house? My thing is this. True. Why don't y'all just try to work out your differences, go to therapy, go to couples counseling, take your relationship off of social media, and actually try to work things out?
What if him moving across the street is the answer?
Okay.
What if that's the key to all of the turmoil that's going on?
I don't believe that, Mia. Wait till you get married, Mia, because buying a house across the street is not the answer to everybody's problems.
What if it's just convenience?
Maybe
that could be a blessing.
This? Maybe it's just Kanye. It sounds like it's a typical Kanye doing
something. What's typical Kanye about it? I don't understand that.
Kanye just does whatever he wants when he feels like it. He goes against the grain. Sometimes he does stuff. He's like that guy in class that just does things that get on your nerves on purpose, and you know it's on purpose. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like just Kanye just does whatever he wants to do. He does not follow the rules or anything. And it just kind of sounds like something Kanye would do.
I say we turn this negative into a positive, and Kim, you get him a housewarming gift.
Let me wrap this up. Hashtag, according to Kim.
Hashtag, Kanye can move to the left.
Hashtag, but instead he moves across the street.
Hashtag, typical Kanye West.
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag, annoyed by the droid. The battle between iPhone and Android will likely last for years to come. However, a new study has revealed how the devices fit into the dating landscape. A British app surveyed around 3,000 people to see what gives them the ick. And the ick is basically that innermost feeling that gets you, that you get about a potential partner, that just like something that just isn't right. So basically like your red flag detector. Come to find out of all the things that could possibly set someone off about a person in a dating scene is them owning an Android.
Wow.
So think about, you could have, listen, God knows what. You could be an ex-con. Nothing against ex-cons. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying, like, you could be living on the street. You could have bad bio. But the fact that you got an Android is what could completely
make or break your date.
Apparently, it's a big turnoff to people. How do you feel about that? As a now iPhone user, do you feel like that's shallow, or you think it's justified?
Absolutely, it's shallow. Like, we're going to base, you know, somebody's personality and characteristics and who they are all together on an electronic. Like, come on now, let's all think with our minds here. I totally think that that's completely shallow. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, I've heard some people talk about how much of a turnoff it is to see them little green bubbles when you're texting. But the thing is, that could be your man, girl. Don't be writing that man off just because he got a little droid.
I understand where you're coming
from. Or a Samsung.
I understand where you're coming from. I will say, however, Of course, if I date someone with an Android, I'm a Rosie for life. But what I'm saying is that what most people don't realize is that, I know for me, when I get on someone, mainly like my friends or like my family, people I'm close to or who I communicate with often, when I roast them about having an Android, it's because sometimes from an iPhone user, it's easier to communicate with you when you have an iPhone. Like, I send audio messages. I can't do that to an Android. FaceTime, I can't do that with an Android.
It sounds and like don't say you iPhone can, uses a spoil.
Well, it's just the fact that it makes things more, it's more, we're more compatible. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I would not date someone if they had an Android. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, though, can we consider it as a Valentine's Day gift? Can we at least think about it? Because I don't want to, people say, always want to make the point of the fact that, oh, well, now Androids can now FaceTime. I don't want to look at you as if you're reporting live from a floppy disk.
Listen, ain't nothing wrong with it. Send me the Zoom link. Send me
If you send me a Zoom link, oh, heck no.
Why are you yelling at me?
Misa, you just said, if send me the Zoom link. You do Zoom links when you want to say happy birthday to your 80-year-old grandmother. You want me to do that just to say, hey, what's to your boo thing? I think not.
What Mia is basically saying is, hey, yo, baby, go ahead and buy me an iPhone. Bing, bye. Because this is getting ridiculous
basically,
out here.
Hashtag, you can be living with your mama.
Hashtag, or be friends with your ex.
Hashtag, but if you got an Android.
Hashtag, baby, it's on to the next.
Hashtag, too many hashtags. Listen, guys, we're giving you hashtag, too many hashtags. That's right. All things current, as well as all things trending through these hashtags.
Hashtag, kick them in the leg. So it's been said, like I said, at the beginning of the show, okay, ladies, imagine going to, you know, pamper yourself. Get your nails done, fresh set, fresh tips, all that great stuff, okay? But something just going completely wrong in the long run. So a Florida woman reaches a $1.75 million settlement with a Tampa nail salon after an infection from a pedicure led to her getting her whole leg amputated, y'all. So apparently this incident took place in September of 2018 with an employee at Tammy's Nails 2 in Tampa and cut off Miss Clara Shellman's foot. So basically she cut her foot by accident during a pedicure. And because she has some type of condition, it was like a peripheral arterial disease, which reduced the blood flow to her limbs. Oh. She had to end up getting her whole leg taken off.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Claire.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's crazy out here.
I'm sorry for you too, Tammy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your business about to go in the gutter, baby.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. They say good publicity. I mean, publicity is always good publicity.
Misa.
My thing is this. How deep was the cut? Like,
Misa,
were you using a toenail clipper or a samurai sword? Because I'm trying to understand how in the world you cut so much into her leg that it required for her leg to get amputated.
What it sounds like is the fact that she cut her on her foot.
Yeah.
And because she has a certain condition, she lost so much blood, then causing her for you have to just cut off all of that in order to help.
So imagine cutting the toenail a little bit off and her throwing the whole leg away. Crazy. This is how we start in 2022?
Oh, Misa.
This is how we doing it? Okay.
We love to you, Kara. Yeah. Love to you, Kara.
Gonna have to be, okay?
Sorry, Tammy.
Press ons for the rest
of 2022. Whoever did it, fire them fast.
You need some press ons, sis. Hashtag, when I told them to cut my nail.
Hashtag, they said yeah.
Hashtag, I don't think they understood.
Hashtag, because they cut off my leg.
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag, rest in peace. Beloved actress and entertainment legend, Betty White passed last Friday at 99 years old, just weeks away from celebrating her 100th birthday. Loved by many for her sweetly sarcastic senior citizen characters on TV shows and movies such as The Golden Girls, Boston Legal, and Hot in Cleveland. Sources say she didn't have any sudden illness, nor was she battling any particular ailment where they were told that she died because of natural causes. I feel like there are so many times I've seen on Twitter where Betty White was trending, and then when people go see it, they're like, oh, I had to make sure it wasn't Betty White. I'm not going to lie, when I saw this, I didn't think it was real.
Yeah.
And it's so unfortunate that on New Year's Eve at that we lost such a great icon of an actress so soon. And she was, the one thing I love about Betty White is that you couldn't tell that she was 99 because she had such a larger than life personality.
Yeah.
And she's definitely going to be truly missed, and it's definitely made her impact on the entertainment industry.
Yeah. So it was kind of, It was hard to accept because People Magazine did like this entire spread with her in their magazine about her turning 100, and they had like 100 different ways to celebrate. I still think that she's going to be celebrated even more ways than 100. Rest in peace to such a legend and an icon, Betty White.
Absolutely. Hashtag rest easy, Betty White.
Hashtag an angel from above.
Hashtag you will be missed.
Hashtag and forever love.
Hashtag too many hashtags. There you go, guys. Those hashtag too many hashtags. Tune in next week as we give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
Mia, we got some more music. What you got for them?
Mia, listen, Trip Lee is back on the scene. I repeat, Trip Lee is back on the scene. And listen, we're going to play his new single that's out right now. Here's Supernatural by Trip Lee. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
I wish forbidden fruit was better. I wish we all would get banned from Twitter. I wish hip-hop didn't rule for killers. I wish police didn't shoot to killers. I wish that I could dance like Thriller. I wish everybody knew my guy, the healer, the cancer killer. Wish I could pepper for liquor, protect some livers. Wish my dogs was safe from Bristol's they face. Wish our world wasn't programmed to see thug on my face. Wish I knew it'd be better for my kids. They wouldn't grow up with violence. Wish our leaders was qualified to get more than dollar signs. If I had to, we could skip the hassle. Show you what them facts do. They say he a natural, but we need supernatural. We need supernatural. The way he acts, though, it seems so supernatural. I know some churches are filled with villains, living for them dollar bills they stealing. I wish you see all the men and women really living by what his will's revealing. I wish nobody was tricked into thinking Jesus is what Republicans be feeling. I'm glad he's coming again, revealing sin's the villain. I wish I'd pray more often. By surviving this cave, I'm tossing. I know he listening. You can tell by what it costs. And if he turns on my mic and tunes into these sound bites, I hope my prayer sound right. My soldier might sound like. If I have to, we can skip the hassle. Show you what them facts do. They said he a natural, but we need supernatural. We need supernatural. The way he acts, though, it seems so supernatural. Natural, natural. We need supernatural. You can check the facts too. We need supernatural. Yo, we need supernatural. We need supernatural. Check the math too, bro. We need supernatural, natural.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. You are now tuned in to the livest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up, pump the speakers loud.
Get ready,
it's about to go down right now.
On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth, turning up for life. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth. Turning up for Christ, this is Eminem Radio. Eminem Radio, turn it up, turn it up. Here we go, Eminem Radio. Eminem Radio, turn it up, here we go.
Welcome back to the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was Supernatural by the GOAT, boy, Trip Lee.
The GOAT, yo.
He's bad.
The GOAT. When I tell you, when I saw first just Trip just post on his Instagram in general that he had a song coming out, that's all I wanted for Christmas,
but
man.
But listen, he's super low key though.
Super low key, but I just know Trip is just so talented, and he's dropped some of my most favorite projects, songs in the CHH genre in general.
Yes.
And he has influenced so many artists in the CHH genre. So the fact that he's creating music again, I'm excited for whatever album, Trip, whatever you got dropping, man. Just know your girls here on Eminem Live Radio are super excited about
it.
Again, guys, that was Supernatural by Trip Lee. You're back with your girls, Misa and Mia, from You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio. Listen, man, shout out to everybody that's tuned into Your Girls right here, right now, whether you're tuned in on iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, Trackstars.com via the website or their app, Spotify, or even all the way up in Chicago on Art Soul Radio. Listen, we appreciate everybody tuned into Your Girls right here, right now on Eminem Live Radio. Listen, I miss you guys. Listen, I was out last week. How was it?
Miss you so much.
How was it recording?
Don't ask me about chemo.
How was it recording with chemo?
Mia, don't leave me like that.
Why?
Oh, well, seriously, chemo did a great job.
He did. Shout out to chemo.
It took us 50 times to record the show, start and stop. Like, the show may sound like it's somewhat together, honestly, but we had to keep on going back to edit. And it wasn't just chemo. It was me, too, because, I mean, you and I have such a flow.
Yeah.
Like, we have such a synergy that... me and chemo don't got.
Chemo's our engineer, so chemo's in studio right now. But for real, shout out to chemo because people underestimate get on this mic, and it's harder than what it looks like. You know what I'm saying? And for chemo to come on here and not be a perspective or a guest, but be a host.
No, but seriously, I have to seriously give chemo his props and his flowers because not only was he doing the show, and we kind of found out last minute that he had to hop on the show to do it with me, but he had to also engineer the show at the same time.
Yeah, and that's hard.
Right, and not only that, but chemo has such a big personality within himself that certain things that he would say that he would do that you usually do, it would throw me all the way off. Because it was so funny. But we had a great time. I think that we were able to have more conversation and me get a chance to hear his perspective on different things and music. Because we did superlatives, you know?
Right.
And the reason why he put certain superlatives where he wanted was because as an engineer, he listens to different parts of a song than we do as a personality.
Yeah.
So it was really cool to, you know, have somebody else in the seat. But I'm glad my co-pilot is back.
Yes, sir. I'm not going to lie. It was tough being away, man.
Yeah. So let everybody know, if you will, if you don't mind, let everyone know what was really going on with you and why you weren't here with us.
Man, I'm gonna just cut straight to the point, guys. Y'all, your girl got COVID again. And I'm not gonna lie, part of me, I'm gonna take y'all all the way down through it. So I felt a little tickle and a little scratchiness in the throat, you know what I'm saying? Nose again, kind of congested and runny, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And I was kind of like, I'm not gonna lie, there was a day where I went out with my friends and I didn't wear a scarf around my neck. My chest was all out. You know, I'm like, not like my chest, but like my neck like was exposed. Mm-hmm. So I thought that maybe that was the repercussions of it. And then a friend of mine who's in the medical field was just like, yo, just take a test just to be safe. And sure enough, I went to get tested, y'all, and it came up positive. And I told Misa over and over, I said, I don't think I have COVID because it's very mild. I like when I first had COVID, y'all, I was fatigued. I had muscle aches. I had chills. I had a fever. I slept like it was so tough my first couple of days. So the first time I had COVID, and it was so mild and I wasn't struggling as much physically. So I didn't think anything of it. Mm. But the doctor told me she was like this Omicron variant is very subtle with its symptoms. So that's why it's important for, if you see the smallest of symptoms, to go get tested and quarantine. It's even before you get tested, if you can't get tested, you have to wait a couple of days, quarantine while you're doing that, because the symptoms are very mild. However, the variant is so contagious.
It is.
You can affect literally everybody around you. So I was in quarantine for a couple of days, the days we had to record the show, y'all. I had to spend Christmas in my room.
And that was so odd. What was that like for you? That was so in your room.
It was tough, man, because like, you know, Misa's daughter, my niece, Mason, it was her first Christmas. Mm-hmm. And the last thing I tuned in via FaceTime, but it was hard looking through a computer screen, not being able to like open up her gifts with her and play. Right. Like, you know, just be able to interact with everybody, being brought up Christmas dinner on a platter, on the, like, you know, having to eat dinner in
like
my
room.
Like
a to-go box
and a to-go box. So yeah. It was hard. So I just want to say to everybody, y'all, please do not let up on being safe. You know what I'm saying? Like, please still wear your mask, y'all. Whether you're vaccinated or if you're not vaccinated, stop exempting yourself just because you're vaccinated. Everyone wear a mask. Get tested as soon as you feel symptoms. In quarantine, as soon as you feel symptoms, wash your hands and just, like, you know, keep your distance. I read in an article how you're supposed to wear your mask around anybody you don't live with. Mm. It don't matter if they're your friends or whoever. If you don't live with them, wear your mask. You know what I'm saying? So just make sure y'all are constantly doing your research. If you see an article about COVID, read it just to educate yourself.
Yeah.
Contact your Department of Public Health wherever you live in whatever state you live in. And just make sure you guys are staying safe out there. But long story short, I'm happy that I'm back because it was hard being away for a week.
And that's so good. I'm glad you were able and willing to share so much about it. But I did also want to get your thoughts on, was there anything different that you did this go round having COVID as opposed to last time having COVID?
I think I occupied myself a lot more.
Okay.
Which I think the mental of staying in your room and staying isolated is so hard from being away from people. So like this time it wasn't as much hard on me physically. It was just the fact that I was just like, you know, being in my room, not seeing nobody else and things like that.
Yeah.
So I'll definitely say occupying myself and watching movies and like, you know, catching up on things I need to do and finding purpose in the quarantine.
Right.
Ooh, that's a message within itself. Finding purpose in you being quarantined and you being isolated. But other than that, I just always made sure I was always drinking fluids. I was eating.
That's good.
FaceTiming people to keep myself occupied and things like that. So definitely you have to find the way to make the most out of your quarantine or I promise you will go in. Insane.
That's good, man. That's good. I'm glad that you were willing to share, y'all. Make sure you wear your mask. The pandemic is still here, so do not fool yourself, okay? And Mia is the type of person that always wears her mask.
Always.
It's just, you know, you got to make sure that you're staying on guard just to make sure that your health and the people around you's health are in tip-top shape and in condition. But listen, we're going to switch gears one time for the one time, okay? So listen, it's the first of the year and, you know, every single show, give us 60 minutes. Give us 60 minutes. That's it. We'll go ahead and encourage you to and change your entire day around within that time. But give us 60 seconds. We can make something happen. And the first of the year, the first inspiration going up right here, right now, is by your girl, Mia.
I've realized that people use the word more a lot when creating their New Year's resolutions, which is ideal, you know, because we want greater things to happen to us this year. But I was thinking the other day and realized that there's power in asking for less. Sometimes we ask for more, but we avoid the true lessons God's trying to teach us. So some examples, you know, I'm going to try to speak my mind more, but what if you need to be less hot-headed? You know, I'm going to go on more dates this year. I'm going to go on more dates, or you need to be less dependent on other people for your happiness. God, I'm believing you. I'm going to make more money this year. All right. Okay. Amen. Okay. But what if he wants you to start spending less and managing the money you're currently making? I know less sounds boring, but what if less is more? I want to challenge every person listening right now to revisit their goals for the year and find ways for you to decrease. Say yes to less, and the best results will be on the way.
There you have it. Your one-minute inspiration going up at the top of the year like fireworks, man. This is what I heard, okay? We want more health, less COVID.
Oh, basically. Basically. Listen, shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now. Listen, we got more music on the way, man. Shout out to 1K Fuel and the Cray for always dropping bangers, especially with their new project, No Church in a While. Here's Blockhead by 1K Fuel and the Cray. Then we got a Kleso after that. Keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Back at it again, man. Blockhead. Let's get it.
Blockhead, blockhead, play my role like Brad Pitt. Show it the Palladium. We suited up like draft pick. Had a plug in Texas, DHL the package. I switched up the play after the Lord changed my direction. Tesla with the body kit. Always reppin' 116. You know how turned up we get. Motor K like presidents. Post up in the B&B like residence. Coming in like this, picking up tables like Christ did. Jumping at the gym like Mike did. I ain't talking about Jordan, I'm Tyson. Time to ride on all you perpetrators. I ain't even gotta show my license. Heard the devil got him some pirates. He don't even know I'm pulling up with Vikings. When I saw that Miley Cyrus, had to change up like head on my tunnel. Seen him give my brother time, cause he got caught on candid camera. Had to stay down like 22s on a Cadillac, I'm David Banner. When the youth pass to take us out to eat, we ain't got no table manners. I don't wanna act like no blockhead, blockhead. Left for the thing that you said. Gotta stand up like some soldiers, never lay down like no goose egg. Left foot, right foot, made out the mud with two legs. I ain't never graduate from college, tell the folks I'm going stupid.
Blockhead, blockhead, play my role like Brad Pitt. Show it the Palladium, we suited up like draft pick. Had a plug in Texas, DHL the package. I switched up the play after the Lord changed my direction. Tesla with the body kit. Always reppin' 116. You know how turned up we get. Motor K like presidents. Post up in the B&B like residence.
Post it up in the yellow scraper. Plotting on a caper. Riding with my top down. Got me closer to the savior. Got some family in the feds. When they
us if we lock heads. I'ma call on power from the heavens till they drop
it. Pop smoke and feel my pop smoke. That's my daddy fire. Don't be acting funny when you see me. I'm your daddy, boy. Coming at me sideways, talking slick out of your neck. I made Jesus music for you, even knew your alphabet. Don't be a
blockhead. Play my role like Brad Pitt. Show it to Palladium. We suited up like draft pick. Had a plug in Texas. DHL the package. I switched up the play after the Lord changed my direction. Tesla with the body kit. Always reppin' 116. You know how turned up we get. Motorcade like presidents. Post up in the B&B like residents.
Yeah, yeah, it's the kid, Young Otto, man, 1K Few. And right now you listen to my girls, Eminem, right here on Eminem Live Radio. Let's get it.
Yeah, MOB, I'm trying to find my demons, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Trying to find my way on a halo. I'm trying to find my way, but got pockets full of smoke, yeah. And he gotta play when I say so. With the devil in my hand, said he want me to fall. I said, run from the money, run from the money, oh. Run from the power, run from the power, oh. Run from the trouble, run from the trouble, oh. Trouble is coming for you, oh. Run from the money, run from the money, oh. Run from the devil, run from the devil, run. Run from the trouble, run from the trouble, run. Trouble is coming for you, oh. Big boy rocking. Big boy stopping, been a big boy since my dad left, yeah, I'm popping. Took some time off, but now a young bull dropping. Talk to me crazy, don't talk to me, I got it, Lord. Looking like Gotti when I'm coming through. And if you disrespect my mama, you gon' get it too. I'm in the stoop with my foolies and we coming through. We gon' room that 95, yeah, we sliding and we ride it out. Suicide the doors. R.I.P. my bro, yeah. Yeah, we steady chasing dreams. But then we fiendin' on the low, yeah. What we gon' do? Make a wrong mistake and they coming for you, yeah. Okay, I'm praying for the truth. But every time I ride, I hear the devil and his lies, I'm screaming. Tryna find my way on a halo. I'm tryna find my way, but got pockets full of smoke, yeah. And he gotta play when I say so. Put the devil in my ear, said he want me to fall. I said, run from the money, run from the money, oh. Run from the power, run from the power, oh. Run from the trouble, run from the trouble, oh. Trouble is coming for you, no. Run from the money, run from the money, oh. Run from the devil, run from the devil, run. Run from the trouble, run from the trouble, run. Trouble is coming for you, no. By any means, I'm a slide. Running through my mind as I do or die. Give me peace through the night. You ain't really free, you just alive. Me and my fiends, yeah, we off a beam, yeah, yeah. Came from the east, yeah, we from the east, yeah, yeah. Say they on my team, yeah, they not my team, yeah. Busting out the scene, yeah, the scene, yeah. I'm pulling for a tree, yeah, for a tree, yeah. Fully sail on my green, yeah, I'm on my green, yeah, yeah. Running from my fears, I'm jumping hurdles and seeing them. Man, I'm just like seeing them when I'm out there, no, you see them. Oh, here we go, oh, here we go. Baby says she with me, but I'm praying I don't leave her though. Oh, here we go, here we go. People think that. I'm tryna find my way, but got pockets full of smoke, yeah. And he gotta play when I say so. With the devil in my hand, say he want me to fall. I said, run from the money, run from the money, oh. Run from the power, run from the power, oh. Run from the trouble, run from the trouble, oh. Trouble is coming for you, no. Run from the money, run from the money, oh. Run from the devil, run from the devil, run. Run from the trouble, run from the trouble, run. Trouble is coming for you, no.
My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. And we are going in.
Going in.
As always from the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. Happy New Year. It's 2022.
It's 2022, man.
Can you believe it?
I can't. I cannot.
So this is the thing, right? So while we were celebrating for the New Year, number one, because Mia had just came out of quarantine, we decided to, celebrate solo.
We did.
With the grandparents, with everyone that we, you know, we reside with. And it was the craziest party we've ever been a part of.
Listen, I've never been to a club, but I envisioned it something like that because I was sweaty.
It was
crazy. Mind you, we were home.
We were literally home.
It didn't make any sense, but it was so much fun. And I'm so happy because at first I felt bad at first. I was like, dang, I'm not going out. I'm not going to see my friends. I'm not going to be around, like, you know, be out in the elements. And it actually felt pretty good.
Yeah. It was crazy. Not only that, but like our grandfather, he tried to break dance. He's 81. Mia, what else happened? Like,
Mises is crazy. Like I said, it was like the club. The night was a blur.
It was
mind you, everybody was sober. And
but this is the funny
thing. We had a 9-month-old in the building, so I mean, we had a great time.
The funny thing is that when I posted Happy New Year, because we did the whole countdown and everything, try to capture it on Instagram.
Here you go, Misa.
Why did my post say Happy New Year 2020? 2020.
Misa is living in the past,
man. I was highly embarrassed because everyone's in my DMs and I'm thinking, oh, they like what I post. They're trying to correct me and be like, sis, it's 2022. I was highly embarrassed.
It was funny.
I could not believe that we are in a brand new year. Take heed of this entire year. Brand new 365, man. But listen, Mia, we're talking about the new year in this week's question and conversation.
Yes, we are. We're talking about this here this week on M&M Live Radio. We're asking, what's your word for 2022? You know, everybody at the top of the year, they're like, oh, my word for the new year is blank.
So it's therefore, blank.
It's this, it's that. So therefore, we want to know what's, we know you got one. So you might as well tell us, what's your word for 2022? And we went to our followers, our faithful followers on social media. Shout out to everybody that commented on this week's question. Now, if you still want to go ahead and comment, hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio and let us know where you stand and what's your word for 2022. But listen, without further ado, here are some of our favorite comments we got over on Instagram.
All right, man, we're gonna dabble in a couple of them.
Okay,
just a couple of them. Shout out to Bree underscore his underscore favorite underscore daughter. She says her word for 2022 is stewardship.
That's a good one.
And we have another one, Erica Koblal. She says her word is build.
Listen, shout out to everybody that commented on this week's question. We see everybody's comments, and listen, due to the sake of time, that's all the comments we're going to read, but we appreciate everybody tuned in and everybody giving their comments and responses. If you still want to go ahead and comment, again, hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio, and also on Facebook, too, if you got your Facebook, at MM Live Radio.
Yes, sir.
And let us know what your question is. But, of course, you guys already know, you got to get the conversation going and flowing here in studio. So, Misa, what is your word for 2022?
So, it was tough because I was thinking, honestly, like, I was just thinking to myself, I just need a random word. Like, can like, God, if there's a sign out there, oh, stop. Oh, okay, what should I stop doing? I don't know what I should be doing. But, like, it was kind of tough trying to figure out what this New Year's word should be for me. But then I came across it, and I was just, like, literally just sitting in my stillness, and I think God just dropped this in my spirit, and it's pressure.
Oh, okay, why pressure?
So I think pressure because, number one, I need to apply more pressure.
Mm.
Like, everything that I did in 2021, we got to kick the pressure up, okay?
Yeah.
We need to be involved more, more consistent. We need to do some things that are less, but that's still applying more pressure because sometimes I feel comfortable in those seasons or in those areas in which I have to be growing or pushing myself a whole lot more. And I feel like I also chose pressure because I think God is going to take me through a season of pressure where I'm going to feel as if I'm squeezed a little bit, I'm stretched a little bit, I feel like my back is against the wall, and I need to know at the end of the day, even throughout pressure, God's going to see me through.
That's good.
You know, of course, we all know that, you know, it requires pressure for diamonds to be formed. And if I want some amazing moments to happen in my life that I have written down for 2022, then I got to go through the pressure. But pressure has to be applied for me in my life in 2022. What about you? What do you think? What's your word for 2022?
Okay, so God gave me my word for 2022, December of last year. I was driving to go meet some of my friends at a church, and like, I don't know, just spending my time, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just listening to worship music and just talking to God in general. And God's been walking me through this season right now of being content, which has like led into me learning how to be, you know, more joyful and have an attitude of gratitude. So on and so forth. But God's been trying to make me, you know, manage what I have, like, you know, right now, and like, you know, be satisfied with where I currently am. And then I was driving, God told me that my word for 2022 is maintain.
Okay.
And in a way, I knew it was God because it made sense. Because I mean, with a lot of the things that God's been bringing me through. I've been asking God for like my inspiration, asking for more. Like, God, I want this to happen. I want this. I need more of this. I need this. And God's like, how are you managing what I've given you now?
Okay.
Teaching me stewardship. That's like good. One of our followers was saying. So I'm content with that being that word. It's weird because everybody wants like a dope word, like, yo, elevate, you know? Like, pow is my word for the year.
Mountainous.
Wealthy, you know, rich, you know what I'm saying? Promotion. Like, we want those words, but we don't want words
isolation.
Like
isolation
and maintain.
Yeah.
And maintain just simply means just to tend to.
Yeah.
And take care of what you currently have. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, everybody wants the real big, sexy,
yeah, like, you know, like the big, like, that gets you excited and things like that. But, like, what if there's something exciting in you just managing what you have?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I truly feel like God just, I don't know what he's going to do within this season or in this year in general with me maintaining, but part of me is like really ready for it. So like maintaining Eminem Live Radio, you know what I'm saying? Like not just, not, oh, so we need to set this goal, like go big, and all this, like, no, maintain mm-hmm. what you have.
But I feel like that's even special that you even said that, because a lot of times we put a lot of emphasis on the New Year's resolution.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to lie to you, I really don't like to set New Year's resolutions because I feel like they kind of create a unrealistic approach to the new year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like honestly, right now we're recording the show, it's January 1st, and while I have things that I want to accomplish in 2022, I don't have like this long laundry list of just stuff. You yeah. know what I'm saying?
And I used to be one of those people, and then in hindsight, towards the end of the year, I would have like done half.
Right.
No, not half of them, like half of one
half.
Of half of the half of the half.
Right.
I would have done. And then you feel so disappointed when, what if you just gotta, you know, work with what you got? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I truly feel like that when it comes to this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm content with being able to manage my singleness. I want to be content with managing the money I have right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you know, managing the career I'm in right now. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? While you, of course, you believe for better and you believe for greater, but I can handle this
right here.
In this season right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. Like, even when you mentioned your woman inspiration and you mentioned more to me sometimes, I'm not going to lie to you, maybe there's somebody out there like me, but when I have a whole lot of more on my list of things to do, I get overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed, yeah.
Like, I feel like if I have more to add on my plate and I haven't even taken care of the things that I already have on my plate, I feel like I'm going to get super overwhelmed and super full and just swamped to the point where I don't even feel motivated to accomplish the goals that I have on my list to get done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But one thing that I do want to make sure I adopt for the new year is not only a to-do list and managing my calendar and actually using my alarms and different things of that nature to get the things on my to-do list done, but I want to create a ta-da list. Like every month or so, or every week or every day, however which way I break it down, a ta-da list. And that basically means that while you may have a list of things to do on your to-do list to get done, write a ta-da list. And the ta-da list is whatever got done on your to-do list, so that you at least have something to celebrate or be proud of yourself that you actually accomplished. So, I mean, if it's as simple as you getting the laundry done, but you had the laundry and the dishes and the floor to do and take out the dog, and then you have to paint the house and you have to cut the grass, and if all you got done was two things on that list, move that over to the ta-da list and reward yourself.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That's perspective.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't be afraid of patting yourself on the back, because little and small milestones or little small steps can reach milestones.
I want to even take it a step further, because I know for me, like Misa and I were talking earlier today about writing out what you're going to do, like what your goals for the year, whatever. I realized that, like, even back to my inspiration as we're talking about it again, less is more for
yeah.
me. I know for me personally. So while I have things I want to do this year, I'm going to narrow it down to this month.
Right.
And then I'm going to narrow it this down to this week. And then I have what I want to do. Therefore, then I can, day by day, I have what I need to get done today. So therefore, it can make sense in this week. And then when I see this month, and when I look back at the whole year. You
exactly.
know what I'm saying? So therefore, I'm making progress. Every little bit counts.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, at the end of the year, I'm not thinking, oh man, I set all these goals, I didn't reach them. But therefore, I can be able to see and not be overwhelmed, like you were saying.
Absolutely.
So shout out to everybody that gave us your words for 2022. Listen, we believe the best for you guys. Listen, man, we believe it's going to be your year. And listen, our bro Aaron Cole said it best, man. Love this song right here. Here's My Year by Aaron Cole. Listen, we'll be right back listening to your girls Eminem on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio. Happy New Year.
Hey, Mr. Aaron. Your songs, they're just amazing. I can't. They're just so good. You've outdone yourself. I know you be trying, and it's great. And you moved up to the next level. You're so great. You're famous.
Yeah, a lot of girls probably crying from my old high school. Look, they see me everywhere they go. I probably would too. Look, crossed over to the Jordan men like I'm Michael. Yeah, eating blessings so much I might need lipo. Yeah, tailored for the dubs like I'm walking in Chucks. Yeah, it's just in this plan, man, I see all y'all shook. Look, knew that I was great ever since I was a rook. Man, all y'all singles making me look good. Okay, praise to the Most High, yeah, that's Jesus. Look, but when it come to this rap thing, I can't lose. Yeah, back to back number ones, that's a thing greats do. Yeah, tell them boys that ain't nothing I can't do. It's my year, it's my year. Look, God made me for this, man, it's my year. Look, ain't no more games going for the kill. Working for this way before a deal. Cause this my year, this my year. Look, God made me for this, man, it's my year. Ain't no more games going for the kill. Working for this way before a deal. Yes. Yes. Ball in my hand, got the magic touch. I just run the play and it's immaculate. So consistent that they call me Mr. Clutch. If you wanna beat me, need a lot of luck. Gotta get it shotty like Lloyd, but y'all still treat me like a boy. So I'm here to take over the whole game, cause y'all left me no choice. I really don't see a lot of people just on the level I'm at. Yo, say it every year, cause every year my year, and that's just facts. Look, all I see is prosperity. God the only one ahead of me, just for the clarity. Can't teach faith, but this that hard work mixed with God's grace. So honestly, homie, I really think you should be scared of me. I got the recipe, this is my destiny. Ay, don't believe you can step to me. Won't get the best of me. Do the right thing like it's rightly directing me. Getting everything I want, I'm going Rambo. Yo, hope you know that this my year because he says so. It's my year, it's my year. Look, God made me for this, man, it's my year. Look, ain't no more games going for the kill. Working for this way before a deal.
Let's go, let's go.
Cause this my year,
this my year,
this my year,
this my.
Look, God made me for this, man, this my year.
This my year,
ain't no more games going for the kill. Working for this way before a deal. Yeah. Ay. Yes, sir. Classic. Who you know mixing the old and the new? I'm like the modern day fabulous. So what Satan meant for bad and I made that thing fabulous. Missioning others with my name and I ain't having it. Gave me motivation so I had to get up after it. I can't help it, man, I get it from my pops. So I don't got time for kids, Bob, Travis, Scott. Since day one I've been the hottest on the block. Since day one I told them Jesus is the rock. Take them back to the days when I was walking to school. I couldn't wait to get out so I could get in the booth. Look, my teacher worried about my classes. I told her, I'm just trying to make a classic. Wanting me to sell my soul, I told him I refuse. These wannabe me's copying moves, y'all cute. If y'all don't rock with me, I'm cool with being on the outside. Forget their closest ones when they searching for their cloud high. Yeah, when they searching for their cloud high. These dudes Eddie Murphy, but who get the last laugh? Was done, forgot the only thing that's ever gonna last. Yeah, and that's facts. It's my year, homie.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Aaron Cole, and you're listening to My Girls Eminem on Eminem Live Radio. Let's get it.
Nobody owes you anything in life. Nobody, no, not your parents, not your brother, not your neighbor. Nobody owes you anything, dog. Ever. Don't ever assume somebody owes you anything. It doesn't matter if you did them a million favors. They do not owe you anything, because nobody's gonna care about you more than you care about yourself. Nobody. Nobody wants what's best for you more than what you want what's best for you. Even though your mom be like, oh, I want what's best for you. Like, if you don't want that already cancels out.
I mean, Lil Harley, I'm your big homie. Got my county on me, and they counting on me. Call me Lil Harley, I'm your big homie. got my county on me, and they counting on me.
They been spitting like the city, but this not even home. It's Gwinnett, 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 and y'all the minor league walk. They been sleeping on me, now the fans are finally woke. I've been working overtime, got no time for these old.
Hold up, hold up, hold up.
I know a shorty from Meadow Creek. She told me don't ever mention me. I told her, baby, you wildin'. I get inspired by memories. I got my eyes on the heavenlies. I pay no mind to my enemies. They hit my line and I skirt. I won't reply if they message me. No small talk.
No small talk.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Told my squad. Never stop. If I don't see you tomorrow, blame the music, it's my fault. Haven't had a day off since the day I quit my job. It's your hooli, hooli, hooli. Another day, another movie. Lately, I've been feeling happy. Maybe that's why they pursue me in my coupe deep in the van. Maybe that might make me Scooby. I make music for the miners and the ones who got the toolies. This for us. I might drop a double single just because. I might pull a triple double like I'm Russ. I'm a legend and it ain't nothing to discuss. What's the fuss, lil' cuz? Call me Lil Holly. I'm your big homie. Got my county on me and they counting on me. Call me Lil Holly. I'm your big homie. Got my county on me and they counting on me.
You back with your girls, Misa and Mia, from you already know it's Eminem Live Radio.
Yes, yes. Shout out to everyone who tuned into this week's show. Whether you tune in for the very first time or you don't miss a single show, listen, we are so glad you spent the last hour rocking with your girls.
That's right. If you enjoyed this week's show, post a screenshot of you listening to the show on any of the podcasting platforms you listen on and post it to your Instagram story and tag us at MM Live Radio and we'll repost it.
Tune in to Eminem Live Radio next week because it's time to heat things up with some brand new music from your favorite artists, y'all. Don't miss hot tracks off the rack straight sizzling next week.
And like always, we'll have more hashtags, conversation, music, and so much more. So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But of course, we got to get the credit where it's due.
You know it. Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O., Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show. But listen, your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, cause you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right, turn up, cause that's not an option.
Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. What better way than to start right now? Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia. And you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. Ooh. You already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon. Happy New Year.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah.